Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I haven't mentioned cricket much lately. As I prepared this Cross Encounters, the fourth Ashes test has just begun in Sydney. When you hear this, the outcome will be known. So you know the outcome, of which I don't know. I can guess and hope about the outcome. As the game progresses, the outcome might become clearer. But one of the joys of sport is a surprise ending, or a battle right down to the last moment. If I declare a winner now, you will know the moment you hear this whether I am right or wrong. In January 1980, Australia played the West Indies in the third test of three and lost the game by 408 runs and lost the series 2-0. I was there, but not there, because it was my first job in the city of Adelaide, pulling beer in the scoreboard bar on the hill at the cricket. When you hear this, you can check, if you want to, who won and whether I was actually there. Okay, the cricket result is rather easy to check, and checking my whereabouts will be more difficult, but not impossible for the investigator or researcher. In the late 1960s, I was my primary school's cricket team's wicketkeeper, and we played in a local school's competition. I don't remember any results, but I do remember the occasional catch and the time I was injured when a batsman tried a hook shot from a spinner and the only thing he hit was my knee as I was crouching next to the wicket. I think there is no one who hears this who will have known that piece of news. Is it the truth? You can choose to believe me, or you can suspend your judgment and do some checking, or a type of both. Trust me until the evidence is in and then decide. Checking something quite esoteric over 50 years ago won't be one click on the internet, but it won't be impossible to do. I write lots, I speak lots, not just about cricket, and not just about current events. I talk about faith and life now, which is 2022, but also about a person in history, Jesus of Nazareth, whom the world recognizes he did exist, and the world accepts that he was crucified and died and buried. The big issue is what happened next and how the tomb became empty. It would be quite simple in the days following, years also, even decades, to check the story about Jesus, to go to people and places and do the research. We must never think we are more sophisticated than past generations, though we do have more technology and more knowledge now. I believe people know when truth is truth and lies are lies, and the accounts of Jesus are told and written because his strange life only made sense when the light of an empty tomb shone back over it. The first half of every church year, Advent to Pentecost, is devoted to Jesus and the strange interplay between humanity and divinity. When Jesus lived, he was the strange one, a human being like us, but then he'd say something or do something, and then people weren't sure whether he was like us after all. The story of the Magi visiting reveals this mystery even as Jesus is a toddler. The account of Jesus' baptism points to something mysterious. How can Jesus appear to be a person repenting of his sins, but the voice and dove signify something so much more, that Jesus is the Son of God? Later, his talking about his Father and suggesting he is divine got people getting stones to throw at him, and eventually got him strung up. But Jesus' resurrection gives us clarity that he is Emmanuel, God with us, and our salvation and new life happen because of his cross. And this story could be checked for decades afterwards. Even now, when people check, what they discover is the surprise ending. Jesus isn't back there in history. Jesus meets them, us, now, in 2022. And that is the best news ever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you proclaimed Jesus as your dear Son at his baptism and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. May all who are baptized into Christ remain faithful in their calling to be your children and inherit eternal life with him. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.